New Power Generation.
Is this Pizza Park?
No, this is not that record company. This is NPG Records.
Are you conducting a talent search?
Yes, that's true. We are conducting a worldwide talent search.
What are you looking for?
What are we looking for?
Yes.
Well, first and foremost, you have to get free.
Free?
You know. When it comes time to download your work into your fans' computers, you can't have any other contractual obligations. Second of all, you have to get smart.
Wait a minute.
The more substantial your education, the more substantial your income in the new city.
Really?
And thirdly, and above all,
what?
In the face of all adversity, you must be able to...
The Sunday, December 17, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And before we get started, an FYI, on Friday night, December 8, I got kidnapped by the state, held for 3 days, forcibly drugged and stripped when I refused treatment. Blood taken without my permission, my head CAT scanned over my protest. Called psychotic because I say the state is engaged and has been for some time in surveillance of me and suppression of my political speech. But I learned some things that merit our discussion, I think, which I'll put on the table for deeper reflection as they come up in our flow, including, among other things, the militarization of medicine, as Miklos Neasley showed us, plays a large role in the state's MO of control. And we have to remember the nature of the EMF weapon. This assault is a health intervention. It is designed, certain frequencies of it, to cause disease. So the medical profession, whether knowingly or not, is heavily involved in it. How shall they believe in that which they have not seen or heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach? Except they be sent. Sisters and brothers, the most recent draft of this show's text in the PDF is number 927, uploaded this morning. Sisters and brothers, for the past several months, we've been asking ourselves what an education premised on freedom would look like. Granted, that has been a key theme of this show implicitly from its beginning. 5.5 years ago, the first show was the last Sunday in May of 2012. All of our shows have been recorded and posted, with the singular exception of our post-May 21st, 2017 shows, although our juxtapositions, beginning with the July 2nd, 2017 show, have mostly posted the show's audio since. Our first shows are posted on the Tease blog, Waking Up Radio Show page, which is linked to on almost every page of the website, and on the main Nascence page, we also posted quite a few files. From our first shows, we were redefining terms, asking right away, what do we mean by the system? And the issue of language is a big discussion in the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can download free as a PDF from the Nascence to End Work website, which was published, like the book itself, in May of 2009. So we've understood for a while that we need a language of freedom and that it's important to begin using it with each other, we who long to establish freedom for ourselves and our sisters and brothers. But the particular development of this issue in recent months has been through our discussion of the strategic guidance offered by Prince, primarily using the monologue to his song, One Song. Prince's guidance, it just so happened, coincided with the corroborative and augmentative guidance provided by Pierre-Joseph Proudhon and Nikola Tesla. All three insist that we begin at the beginning and ask, what does it mean to be a human being? And we should add that the work of all of them, Prince, Proudhon, and Nikola Tesla, in their focus on that which we are when we come to the planet, comprise the natural deepening, the logical and practical next steps of what we learned from Alice Miller in her book, For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence. And as we try to address here key propaganda props of its core cons, power's core cons, as they arrive in the perhaps fond, foolish hope that doing so might weaken them, we're taking note of one that arrived in what was then today's New York Times. That was December 5th, 2017. The article, Guilt Can Be Good for Your Kid, by Perry Kloss, MD, which claims that guilt is an emotion similar to empathy. It helps the child refrain from aggression, antisocial behavior. That, quote, guilt is part of children's normal development, and we don't actually want children to grow up without it, unquote. The more I consider the question, the more central it seems, almost a key, to our understanding the abusiveness of the damage done by class conditioning. And what she really means is to be obedient, to understand, quote unquote, the parent's feelings, and that the parent comes first, quote unquote. Why should one feel guilty for being what one is? And how loving and honest and consistent Alice is when she says that she is anti-pedagogy. Let's say at the outset that we'll not do the subject justice in this parenthetical comment, and we'll come back to it in future shows. It is a tangle, this question of guilt or duty or shame. The article makes a distinction between guilt and shame, and duty is the moral equivalent or result that both Proudhon and Alice speak to. It's a muddle which, without Proudhon and Alice and Prince, really does seem to offer too many angles with a dangerous pitch, which the global statesman in possession of the media and the education system all too readily makes use of to tumble us back to them. So it's possible that the academics the article cites are expressing what they really think. It's possible they are not conscious or intentional propagandists. All of us receive versions of the same indoctrination about children, that children arrive not as keys to, but empty of truth, and must be filled with the parents, which is the state's, expectations, which the article puts like this, quote, Dr. Helen Egger said that guilt reflects what is called theory of mind. That is, a child's developing understanding that other people have feelings and a point of view. Quote, children have to have developed a theory of mind, self, and others to be able to feel guilt, unquote, from Dr. Eggers. And what she really means is to be obedient, to understand the parent's feelings, and that the parent comes first. Continuing with the article, and rarely, if a child doesn't develop the capacity to feel guilt, she said, when you have lying or lack of guilt, the child seems to have a reduced capacity for empathy, unquote. With the exception of very deliberate totalitarian global strategists, most of us underclass believe that the human being should possess empathy, and that its absence is a problem that needs fixing. In the children's book I wrote, The Talking Tree, the MP3 of which you can download free, and you can find the link as well to see it as a slideshow by visiting the Talking Tree page. And there's a link to that page in one of the brief paragraphs above the current date on the blog page. In the book, there's a character called Aidos, about which Edith Hamilton, in her book Mythology, Timeless Tales of Gods and Heroes, says, Aidos is a difficult word to translate, but was in common usage among ancient Greeks. It means reverence and the shame that holds men back from wrongdoing, but it also means the feeling a prosperous man should have in the presence of the unfortunate. Not compassion, but a sense that the difference between him and those poor wretches is not deserved. It does not seem, however, that either Nemesis or Aidos had their home with the gods. Hesiod says that only when men have finally become completely wicked will Nemesis and Aidos, their beautiful faces veiled in white raiment, leave the wide-wayed earth and depart to the company of the immortals. Unquote. Can we agree that reverence means a connection to the infinite, to that which is continuous, to that from which we come and to which we will go, the source? I think we can. But is there agreement that we arrive with that connection solid and exerting a strong pull on us, a force that weakens when it's not corroborated by those around us? Aidos, it seems, means a kind of independent measurement of the strength of our reverence, of our awareness that we are not alone, that we belong together, our interconnected reflections of each other. Aidos, then, is an independent spokesperson for the truth. Recall that the Golden Age was a time when reverence, the truth, was the sole law force exerted on us. Coercion did not exist. Quote, with no one to compel, without a law, of its own will, we all kept faith and did the right. There was no fear of punishment. No threatening words were to be read on brazen tablets. No suppliant throng gazed fearfully upon its judge's face, but without defenders lived secure. And recall that Proudhon describes this as our instinct, and says that when we were governed by instinct, we never would do wrong. And this is akin to Prince saying that within the choice of essentially life over the state, there is a way in which choice is no longer possible, because one simply is. But that in the infancy of the human being, or rather the infancy of the human being fallen into the clutches of class, mind or intellect came to be valued over instinct, reverence, and Prince agrees with him. And this bias, Alice Miller explains, became training. Power calls it education, euphemistically, as it's actually a form of abuse, conditioning or suppressed feelings that are spontaneous. Once feelings have been eliminated, serve many masters. What was considered good yesterday can, depending on the decree of government or party, be considered evil and corrupt today, and vice versa. But those who have spontaneous feelings can only be themselves. They have no other choice if they want to remain true to themselves. And my comment in our next show, we'll be discussing how this is akin in biblical New Testament text to being called. because one can do naught else but what one's independent judgment or reflection determines. Through that practice of hearkening, or process of learning to hearken, this is what is meant in that text of separating unto the gospel of God, quote unquote. If we appreciate that our body root to the infinite is an expression of God, we appreciate the irrelevance of guilt as opposed to understanding through deep reflection, which requires one's authentic self. So we see this is exactly what Alice is saying. The moral add-ons are required if one has been denied access to their own self, the ability to think for oneself. So how irrelevant is guilt as opposed to understanding through deep reflection, and how wrong it is to interrupt this process in the child, i.e. to rob that child of themselves, their authentic self. Continuing in closure with Alice, the artificial nature of moral laws and rules of behavior is most clearly discernible in a situation in which lies and deception are powerless, i.e. in the mother-child relationship. A sense of duty may not be fruitful soil for love, but it undoubtedly is for mutual guilt feelings. And we've been quoting from Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. We first discussed this quote in the December 13, 2015 show.
Like you know you need to pick a funky outfit, short and see-through. Versace got it going on in the gold mesh. Why don't you try it on tonight when you get dressed? And why's the only Roma that my nose will see?